Chapter 9. A Wild Beast Tamed. I did not find it difficult to live the easy, pleasant life of a gentleman about town. I had money to spend, fine clothes to wear, amusements in plenty, and the society of Herbert and his circle of acquaintances. He took me to visit his father, a grey-haired gentleman of natural charm, and it was arranged that I should go to his house each day to study under his direction. I was supplied with a pleasant room in the house, and I was introduced to the occupants of two other similar rooms, by name Drummle and Startop. Bentley Drummle came of a rich family and was heavy in figure, movement, and understanding. He was also idle, proud, and suspicious by nature. Startop was an easy-going fellow, as delicate as a woman in face and figure. Bentley Drummle came of a rich family, and was heavy in figure, movement, and understanding. He was also idle, proud, and suspicious by nature. Startop was an easy-going fellow, as delicate as a woman in face and figure. Herbert was my closest friend and companion. In the evenings, we four young men were often out, rowing on the river. I was pretty good at this exercise, and, as Drummle and Startop had each a boat, I bought one too, and presented Herbert with a half share in it. These were the surroundings among which I settled down and applied myself to my education. I soon developed expensive habits, and began to spend an amount of money that, a month or two earlier, would have taken my breath away. As Mr. Wemmick had told me, it was he who handed out the cash, when instructed to do so by my guardian, and so I saw a great deal of him, and quickly grew to like him. He had a great respect for my guardian, who practised largely as a criminal lawyer, and who was something of a power in the courts of the city. On one occasion, when I had gone to him for money, Wemmick was a little mysterious in his remarks and stirred up my curiosity regarding Mr. Jaggers.
"Have you dined with Mr. Jaggers yet?" he asked.
"Not yet."
"Well," said Wemmick, "when you do, take a good look at his housekeeper."
"Shall I see something very unusual?"
"Yes," replied Wemmick. "You'll see a wild beast tamed. I expect he'll invite you tomorrow. In fact, he told me so this afternoon when he heard you were coming. He's going to ask your friends too. Three of them, aren't there?"
Although I was not in the habit of counting Drummle as one of my close friends, I answered yes.
"Well, just you look out for his housekeeper," Wemmick repeated. "It'll give you some idea of Mr. Jaggers' powers."
It fell out as he had said it would. I was invited to go with my three friends and dine with my guardian at his house in Soho.